church say amen. It's good to be in the house of the Lord on this morning. I'm thankful to be alive. I don't know about you. How about you?
Amen.
Thankful to be alive. How many of you want to go to heaven? You want to go to heaven real bad? Say amen. Y'all don't want to go to heaven?
Amen.
Say it real, a little louder then.
Amen.
All right, how about if you want to go and go ahead and die and get on out of here and go today? I mean, amen, we're going to get. That means we all still need the word of God, don't we? We need the preaching to us. Amen. Now, when somebody introduced me as Tomberay, it kind of scared my mama when I was in trouble. I was in Tomberay. I said, that meant I had done something
wrong.
Well, my wife would say, okay, Tomberay, that means she did not like what I just said or done. And so, Brother Stroud, I hope it was, I think it was in a good vein when you said it. So we're going to take it that way this morning. Now, if you're visiting with us, as Brother Stroud has said, this is Evangelism Sunday. And as I come in monthly, the real focus is those who are not members of the Church of Christ. However, to be lost, to know, understand this, all of us must understand that you can be a member of the Church of Christ and be lost as well.
Amen.
So evangelism is by saving those who are L-O-S-T. So we are out, not only we want those who are not members of the Lord's church to understand what they must do to be saved, but we want those who are members of the Lord's church to understand if you have fallen by the wayside, you have to come back before it's everlasting and eternally too late.
Amen.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of meetings and I've been very busy in lectureships, and we've seen large responses as we've done meetings and members of the Lord's church who had got stagnated and lost their weight post-pandemic. And 40, 50 people respond to that message I preached in Midland, Texas, all primarily Christians. All had to restore. And then on last week, Brother Caravan and I did a tent meet. 20, 30 people responded. Members of the Lord's church had one baptism, but most of them were members of the Lord's church who had fallen away. They had lost their way, you all. So let's remember that Jesus died to not only save us, but to keep us saved. So if you're here today in either category, you need to consider the fact that you could die in your sins. Jesus said, if you die in your sins where I am, you cannot come. John 8 and in verses number 21, except you believe. And I am he, you will die in your sins, verse 24. And Jesus is saying, we can't get to heaven if we die. And I said, what is the problem with sin? Sin separates us from God, Isaiah 59, 1 and 2. Behold, the Lord's hand is not short that he cannot save.
Right.
Neither is your heavy that he cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God. And your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear.
That's right.
My friend, brother, sister in Christ, all of us got the same problem. The problem we have is dealing with sin in life. Amen. And the wages of sin is death. Now, that's not physical death. That's spiritual death.
Right.
Amen. Romans 6 and then verse number 23. The wages of sin is spiritual death, separation from God. Now, the second death is the most critical death of all, because the Bible says there is a second death. That second death is second death. I mean, after you die, if you're separated from God, that's spiritual death eternally. That is the second death. That's the one you don't want that one. Amen. As long as we got blood running warm in our bodies, we have a chance to get it right with God. Now, that leads me to my purpose of my sermon this morning. And something I've seen that's been kind of disturbing to me, if you stick with me in the preaching, and seeing a lot of different congregations going a lot of different places and teaching people who are not members of the Lord's church as well as those who are in the church. Now, the Bible says there is a way that seemeth right to a man. Now, it's important that you do an honest examination, because I want to say this to you. You can be in the church and still have a way that you believe that's right. And it seems right. But the end thereof are the ways of death. So this is a little bit serious, because at some point, until we identify our belief system, we could be caught in a trap.
That's right.
A snare. A trap by the devil. Which leads us into any belief system Now, you have to check your own belief system. It's not about my belief system of yours. It's not checking my belief system. Check yours through this lesson. So I've identified five types of believers that I believe that we are one of us, we can fall in one of these categories. And there are four of the five are dangerous to be in. And the first category that I want to talk about this morning is the first type of a believer is what I call an anyway believer. This believer say, believes any God would do, any religion would do. You can be a Christian and you're okay. You can be a Hindu and you're okay. You can be Buddhist and you're okay. You can be whatever you want to be. We believe in a higher power, but they believe that it doesn't matter as long as you got a God of some sort. That's any God to do. Anyway believer. I call them the anyway believer. The second one I call neither way. That person, I don't believe it. They unbelievers essentially. They don't believe anyway is right. They just going to do whatever they want to do and die, and that's it for them. They believe like, they just like old Rover. When they die, it's all over. That's it. It's all over. And that's it. There's nothing after death. They just, it don't matter to them. I don't believe neither way is right. And then the third category I want to point out is my way. And this person, you always hear them say, I got a personal relationship with God. You know, they believe they got the I statements. You know, I got Jesus in my heart and I know I'm good with God. It's I, me. I'm okay. It's your way. You just gonna go to heaven your way. It don't matter what other ways out there. Your way is the way we're gonna take it. Is that right? Now, then you got number four. So we got anyway, we got neither way, and we got my way. And here's a dangerous one, I think, is the either way. The either way a believer. An either way believer is one who believes that. Now, they believe in Christianity as the only way to go to heaven. But they believe either way, whether if you're Baptist or Church of Christ or either Methodist or Catholic or you can be you're Presbyterian or you can be Pentecostal. As long as you believe in Christ, either way is good with me. Now, they believe in either worship. You can worship with instruments or you can worship without instruments. You can take the Lord's Supper once a month or you can take it every Sunday. You can have praise dance or you can not have a praise dance. We can have a morning service. Traditional, we have evening service, contemporary. We can do which either way, just don't condemn my way, and I won't condemn your way, and we all right. That's predominantly in the Church of Christ. That's the scary one for me. It's the either way. And then you find out that those who you thought believed in the last one I'm gonna talk about, which is the only way, the one way, are in the closet because they really believe either way. Y'all see what I'm saying? So you got to now say, what do I believe? Because the fifth type is the only way. The only way believer. And that's what I put emphasis on. The only way believer, they believe that the Bible has the only right answer. Not the catechism, not the Methodist discipline, not the Baptist manual, no other book. These one way believers, which I consider myself, I believe that the Bible have the absolute authority and the Bible is right from the front to the back. Y'all believe that? If we believe that, then the only way is written in here. This is what I believe. And the Bible teaches us in 2 Timothy, and here's why I believe this. Now you have to decide where you going to develop your belief system from. Some got their belief system from mama. Some got it from Reverend Joe. Or some got it from somebody that they trusted. But here's the only thing you should trust. There's a way that seems it right now. But the end thereof the ways of death. Right. Just because mama said she was saved don't mean mama was right. Amen somebody. Y'all with me now? You say, how do we determine what we believe? Well, if you believe the Bible, then the Bible determines it for you. Here's the Bible says in 2 Timothy, I'm going to get some scripture now, just prove. Now, I'll just talk about me. Okay, so if I talk about me, then you have to talk about you. So here's what I believe. Here's what I believe the Bible is the only way. This is why I believe the Bible is the only way, and it should be the goal of everybody in here. If you truly believe there is a heaven to win and a hell to miss. You can't get there without this book. Now, 2 Timothy 3:16, the Bible says what? All scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be what? Perfect, thoroughly furnished unto. That's number one. I believe that all scripture, all of this, it didn't come to me in no dream. It don't come to me. God don't come talk to me one-on-one. He talks to me through the scripture. All scripture is given by the inspiration or the breath of God. The word of God came from God and it came through men. Now what men were they? 2 Peter 1 and the verse is number 21. 2 Peter 1 verse 21. 2 Peter 1 verse 20 and 21. Knowing this verse, no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. Watch it now, because somebody say, Brother Brooks, that's your interpretation or that's Peter's interpretation. But here's the thing. Here's what you got to. Now, this is about you establishing where your belief system comes from. He says, knowing this first, no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. Meaning Peter didn't make this up. Paul didn't make up what's in the scripture. It's not a private interpretation. For the prophet came not in the old time by the will of men, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. So Apostle Paul and Peter and James, they received a divine revelation. The Holy Spirit had their fingers and they wrote with. We don't receive divine revelations. God don't come to me and tell me to tell you this. Amen. He did the apostles like that. When the apostles finished writing the Bible, it was final. It's finished. Now, also, Jesus told his apostles in John 16:13, how be it when he, the spirit of truth, shall come, he will guide you into all truth. Now, here's what we believe. The only way believers believe that the Bible came from God, God spoke through holy men, the Holy Spirit guided them. So when Peter was writing, when Paul was writing, the Holy Spirit had his finger. That's why he was guided into all truth. Y'all got it? You understand? You got to understand that I wasn't guided. But Strong hadn't been guided. He's not inspired. I'm not inspired. Nobody's inspired. No teacher's inspired. Everything we get comes from the Spirit. How do the Spirit guide us? When you read the scripture, the Spirit is guiding you. Amen. You can repeat what the Spirit said and be in the Spirit. Mm-hmm. But the Spirit ain't going to have a direct revelation to me. Say, Tommy, tell them this day. No, what the scripture is teaching me. When I add God's word to my heart, that's when I receive the Spirit in my mind. My spirit bear witness with this is big S. Is God's spirit bear witness with my spirit when my spirit agree with his spirit? That's the scripture.
That's right.
I'm the only way. And the Bible is the only way. Listen, all of us got to get this. We got to get this or we'll miss heaven. Amen. The Bible is not wrong. It's not something we should play around with. Amen. We have to call a spade a spade.
Right.
If it's wrong, it's wrong.
Amen.
The Bible says Psalm 119:105. Psalm, that's the book of Psalms. Oh, 119:105. I'm being easy on him over there because that's my friend. But boy, he wasn't my friend, I'd be whooping him right good right now. Good to see her reading. Let's recap. How many believers we got? Huh? We got five. Which ones are they? Anyway, which one are you now? Ask yourself. Am I anyway? Number two. Either way? Number three. My way? Number four. Either way. And the one I'm suggesting is only way. Based on Bible.
Not based on Brooke saying it. Not based on Reverend Joe said it. Not based on what Mama said. Based on what the Spirit told the apostles and prophets and put it in a book. Amen, somebody. The word of God is a lamp, Psalm 118:105.
That word is a lamp.
The word is a lamp unto my feet
and a light unto my feet.
So here we are, Christians. Here we are, visitors. If you want to stay in the path of the light, which means if you ain't in the path of light, it's another path called darkness. It's only two paths. The word is a lamp unto my feet and a what?
A light unto my path.
So the Bible has the light. It's like being on a airplane. They say when it crashed, follow the lights. The scripture is light. Proverbs 30 and verse 6. There are warnings that we have to understand as we develop our way of belief. That if you're going to believe in the Bible, there are warnings to all of us. And I hope people outside, and I know through Facebook page and everything, people are listening to what I'm talking about. I'm seeing this happening in front of us in the church. Where we got either way believers. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying it's dangerous. Yeah. We can't say we please speak where the Bible speaks and be solid where the Bible is solid. The Bible says in Proverbs 30 and verse 6, he said, add thou not unto his word, lest he reprove thee and thou be found a liar. Number one, if you're going to believe in that book, you can't add none to it. Listen to Deuteronomy chapter 4 and the verses number 2. In Revelation 22 and the verse 8, I'm establishing a system of a belief that provides one way. Am I clear? The system of belief to get you to heaven, where Jesus is at, is through this book. The warning, brothers and sisters and friends, is that you can't add nothing to it and you can't take it from it. Listen to the book now. Listen to it. Now call the scripture. Deuteronomy 4:2. You got that? Deuteronomy 4:2. Just go ahead and go to Revelation 22:18. That's all. I'll do get Deuteronomy 4:2. Y'all help me. Let's help him a little bit here. God, I'm calling a whole lot of scripture, ain't it, brother? I appreciate you, though. And this is the one, Deuteronomy 4:2. Now it says, you shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall you diminish aught from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God with I commanded you. God said this in the old time, you all, in Deuteronomy. Remember, he warned them. He said, do not you add, don't add to it. Then in the close of the Bible, he gives John, gets a revelation. John reveals to us what Jesus said about adding to it. He said, Revelation 22 and verse number 18. Listen, he says what? Revelation 22:18. What did he say? 22:18. Let's recap why he's doing that. For kind of believers, are we? Number one, you can be a anyway believer. Number two, you don't believe in nothing. Don't matter. Number three, what that mean? I'm going to get there the way I believe it's all right. Me. Number four, either way. Are all of them dangerous? Yes, sir. Any way will cause you to miss heaven? My way will cause you to miss heaven? Neither way will cause you to miss heaven? And either way. Am I making myself clear? Now, so if you are here today, you say, Brother Brooks, what if I just believe this piece of the Bible, not that? Well, no, hold on. Look, the Bible says in Revelation 22:18, the warning is you can't add to it, and the warning is you can't take from it. Listen to him now.
For I testify unto every man that hears the words of the prophecy of this book.
Yeah.
If any man shall add unto these things.
Now, when it's in the Bible, y'all, I'm going to just ask a basic elementary question. When the Bible says, if any man, does that apply to me?
Mm-hmm.
Does it apply to you?
Mm-hmm.
So he's saying, the scripture's teaching us, brother, Brooks, if you, in your way of thinking, mm-hmm. if any man,
mm-hmm. shall add unto these things,
Brooks, if you add unto the
these things, God shall add
God
unto
him the deal with you. You see that, silly? If you add anything to it, God said, I'm going to deal with you. Is that what he said? I'm going to add unto you what?
Plagues
that are written in this book. You want that? I don't want the plagues in this book. Now he said, but if it's what
any man shall take away from the words of this book.
Number two, no matter who the person is, me, you, my mama, your daddy, my daddy. You say, well, my daddy was a Baptist preacher. No matter who it is. Well, my mama was the first lady of the church. Didn't matter who. And she was the mother of the church. Don't matter. See, my daddy was Reverend John. Didn't matter about Reverend.
Any man. Shall take away.
Now, he said, if any man take anything from this book.
Words of this book. Of this prophecy,
the book of prophecy of this book, God gonna take
his part out of the book
say,
of life,
or her,
and out of the holy
or
city,
or her. So all of us gotta understand, he or her, him or her, and you gotta do that these days because they want you to not say he's and hers no more. There's something wrong with that pigeon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do anyway. I don't want to get off track on that, but boy, they trying to take us down a road that's deadly. And transgenderism, all this stuff. But anyway, I'll leave that alone this morning because I'm not dealing with that. I'm trying to get all of us to identify our personal beliefs. Now, don't be in no closet acting like you believe one way and you believe either way.
There you go.
So Brother Butchway says, man, so the point is, the goal is to be a one way. And the only way you can be one way is that you stay with scripture. And the warning is that you can't take away from the scripture. And Solomon warned twice in Proverbs 14 and verse 12. He says, there's a way to see me right. But then there are other ways of death. And said, and there in Proverbs 16:25, there's a way to see me right unto a man. You got that, Kirby? Unto a man. Mm-hmm. So it don't matter who we are. There should be a way to seem right to me personally, right. But the end, there are the other ways of what, y'all?
Death.
Who said that? Did Brother Brooks make that up? Or is that in your Bible?
No.
That's in your Bible. Go to Jeremiah 6:16. Because people say, I'm not doing that no more. Listen, man, Jeremiah 6:16. Jeremiah, the prophet, warned them even back in the old law where they was going their way, they wanted to find their way. God said, my ways are not your ways. Said the Lord. In Jeremiah 6 and the verses number 16. Listen to the Bible. Stand ye in the way. Let me read that one to you.
Yeah.
Jeremiah 6:16. Now what I want you to do is head over there to Matthew chapter 7. And you stay there in Luke, Matthew 7:13, Luke 13. And I'm going to work on you right there. You stay right there. Let me handle these. I got this. You take care of that. Is that all right? That's good that way I did it. Now, Jeremiah 6:16, I want you all to see what people are saying directly to God. These people said, then said the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see. And ask for what? The old path. And then he said, where is the good way? And walk therein. He said, find the good way and walk therein. And you shall find what? Rest for your what? So the whole idea of belief is rest for the soul. See, if you're here today, understand this. We had two preachers went down right after they preached in the last 2 weeks. One was in Midland, Texas, where I was at. He preached Monday night and was dead Tuesday morning. We just had another, Glenn Burgess, here in Houston, preached in the pulpit, walked in the foyer, and died in the foyer. People are dying. People are dying everywhere. Amen. People are just going in down here in Cleveland.
Five people. One man shoot five people. Kill them. How do I want you to ask yourself, am I next? I have to ask myself, is this Brother Brooks' last sermon?
No.
Every preacher gonna have his last sermon.
No.
But it may be the last one you ever hear too.
No, that's right.
Let's not forget this. This is a serious matter we're dealing with. This is a very serious matter that we're dealing with here. And then what these people, they said, but they said, we will not do it. The Bible, now I've been in the church Christ 36 years. The Bible said, whosoever, 2 John verse 9, transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine or the teachings of Christ hath not God. Y'all still believe that?
Yes.
He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ hath both the Father and the Son.
That's
2 John verse 9. Mm-hmm. There's a certain doctrine that you think that you got to stay with. It's called the doctrine of Christ. That means, for those who visit, may not know the Bible very well, that means the teachings of Jesus or the apostles' doctrine, which is what Jesus taught the apostles.
That's right.
That's in your New Testament. Now, in the book of Acts, a couple few more scriptures, and I'll give a lesson to you guys. I think you got my point, don't you? In Acts 16, these people said, Acts 16:17, these same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which shew unto us the way of salvation. See, so the apostles were showing the people. Notice the singularity of it. He said, the way. How many ways?
The way.
One, the way of salvation. And they said this in Acts 8:24. They said this about Apollos. In Acts 18 and verse 24. Acts 18 verse 24. Acts 18 and verse 24. You stay there, Luke. I'll be there in just a second. Let me do this one. Acts 18 and verse 24. I want you all to listen to this, because this guy thought he had it right. He thought he had it right. And the apostle had to correct him. Hear what he said. In Acts 18, he said, read.
Born at Alexandria. An eloquent man.
Now, no, he was eloquent
man.
Mighty in the scripture came to Ephesus. And we got some really eloquent preachers now. They smooth. This guy was smooth. He was eloquent. He was mighty, know the word, in the scripture. So you can have a man who talks smooth. He's good with the scripture, but he's not right.
Nah.
Listen to him now. Listen, I'm telling you, this is going on. This is happening in the world we're living in. People are slick. They got what they call AI, artificial intelligence. A man don't even have to go to school to be a preacher. He can put it in the AI, the chat GI. This is what scares me about new preachers coming in. They can put us any topic they want in artificial intelligence, which is in computers that are excelling the intelligence of men. Their goal is to have God-like intelligence. Look at it. Research it. It's here. It's among us. It's new. You don't have to be a preacher, go to no theological school to have a sermon. It's called Open AI, artificial intelligence. You say, why are you bringing it? I'm bringing it to our attention because you can have a young brother or a brother that come here and stand in the pulpit, or an older brother that found out by AI, and he'll type a little sermon in. All you have to do is give me a sermon on this. I tried it on this sermon. Give me a sermon on five ways of believers. Within less than a minute, it had it wrote out. Top to the bottom. But it's computer generated. They're afraid that in the schools, the college for you students of the school, what they're saying is the only way to beat the Open AI now is that they gonna have to go back to college. They can't do an essay because the essay could have been generated by the computer and the teacher won't know it. So what they're gonna do, they're planning on taking the students back to the classroom and making them have to manually write out the essay in front of the teacher. But it's finna get into religion and it's gonna get into politics. This open AI is a dangerous trend that's gonna happen. We better know our Bibles. Beware of what's coming into the church. Cause you got eloquent speakers now in the church. They're good at what they say. They're smooth. And they'll draw you into that belief system. And they'll push you away from what you used to believe. And draw you into a whole new belief system. You say, but that ain't what your mama believed. No, it ain't. That ain't what y'all used to teach. No, it's not. Why? It will draw you into a different system. So now you're into either way system of the belief. The way we believed a long time ago or the way we believe now. I'm talking about church. In the church. Be like Brother Brooks. The way Brother Adam Smith taught me, or there's a different teaching today. Well, I mean, he was my new convert teacher. This guy was good. Notice what he says.
This man was instructed,
he was instructed in the way of the Lord, notice, of the Lord, and being fervent in spirit, he spake and taught diligently the things of the Lord, knowing only. See, there are certain things he didn't know. Just because he was good, just because he was smart, just because he could impress you with big flattering words. There was something missing in this man's life. Notice what he said. And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue. When Aquila and Priscilla had heard, they took him unto them and expounded unto him. This man, even though he was eloquent in speech, Aquila and Priscilla had to take him to the side and teach him what? Expound on him what? Say it with me. It's in your Bible.
The way of God more perfectly.
So you can think you're in the way of God, but you fall short. In Romans 10 and verse 1, brother, my heart's desire and prayer for God for Israel is that they might be saved, Paul said. For I bear them record, they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they've been ignorant of their own, of God's righteousness, have went about to establish their own righteousness, their own way. Can't you see the danger? You got to see the danger. The Bible is pointing it out. Just because you're smart don't mean you got it. Just because you have a zeal, you say praise the mighty name of Jesus, and you're waving and clapping and jumping, that don't mean you right. Paul was eloquent, but he was still wrong, wasn't he? And then back in the Old Testament, you don't have to go there. There was a man named Balaam. And God told me, y'all go read that. Numbers chapter 22. But Balaam, God said, don't go with him. He told them people, they said, Balaam, man, the man said, if you come down here, we're going to take care of you. But Balaam said in Numbers 22:18, he says, I cannot go beyond the word of the Lord my God to do more or less. Is that the same as adding to it and taking from it? Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Here's his mindset. And I think that's the only way believer mindset has to be. I can't do more or less if I don't see it in the scripture. If I don't see it, I can't do what? More or less. Mm-hmm. To what? The scripture.
That's right.
Somebody said, Brother Mark, okay, what did Jesus say? You know how people say, what did Jesus say? What would Jesus do? But what did he say about this matter? Listen to him in Luke chapter 13. To the visitors, what I'm trying to get you to see is this. You can be a good person and miss heaven. All of us in the church can be good people and miss heaven. We're not saying to our visitors that every member of the Church of Christ is saved. I'm not saying that to you at all. Because some of them are either way believers. They believe they saved and they believe their mama saved somewhere else. That's an either way. That's why they don't worry about bringing them over here to hear about the one church. Because either way is okay.
But they ain't gonna come out and tell us that now. That's in the closet.
But you can't, you be careful how you say that today too, God.
You can't say you're happy and gay no more. If you say you're happy and shut up.
I want y'all to listen to Jesus. I'm going to close. Luke 13:22-27. I'm getting ready to try to close this out right quick.
And when he went through the cities and villages,
mm-hmm.
teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem.
Yeah.
Then said one unto him,
mm-hmm.
Lord. Are there few that be saved?
Yeah.
And he said unto them,
he said,
strive to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able.
Now see, a lot of people believe that a lot of people, many gonna go to heaven, right? Them either ways and the people my way, everybody going to heaven. We all going to heaven. That's kind of what they're saying. That ain't what Jesus just said. The man asked him point blank. Okay, are there a few gonna be saved? He said, strive to enter in what?
The straight gate.
He said, there's one straight way that you gotta work on. And what did he say?
For many I shall say unto you.
Many I say unto you.
Will seek to enter in.
They don't want to get in there.
And shall not be.
They can't go. Read.
When once the master of the
house is risen. Read.
And has shut.
And has shut the door.
And ye begin to stand without.
Yeah.
And to knock at the door.
Uh-huh.
Saying, Lord, Lord.
Now they notice these. Hold on right there. Notice what they said. When they got these in front of Jesus. They said, Lord, Lord. What does that mean, y'all? They believe in Jesus Christ as their Lord. These are what we call today Christians. These are what we call today believers in Christ. And notice what Jesus is going to say to these believers. Read.
Open up unto us and he shall answer and say unto you.
Read.
I know you not.
I don't know you.
Which you are.
Who you are. You call me your Lord, but I don't know you. Read.
Then shall ye begin to say.
Then you gonna ask.
We have eaten and drunk.
We
in
did
thy presence,
eaten and drunk in your presence.
And thou hast taught us.
You taught us in your synagogues.
But read. He shall say, I tell you.
I know you not. I know you not.
Whence you are.
I don't know you.
Depart from me.
Depart from me.
All you workers of iniquity.
Y'all see that? Now what's a worker of iniquity? A worker of iniquity is somebody who generates a belief other than this one. If you operate off a belief other than this one, that's going to be you. You know, I love the Lord. John 14:15 says, if you love me, keep my commandments. We can't play with this. You can't just have anything to believe any kind of way you want to believe and go to heaven, friend. Jesus just said that. In Matthew 7:13, he said, enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, broad is the way that leads to destruction. Then he said, many would go that way. That's the other way. See, when it comes to Christ, it's one way or the other. The only way is a straight, narrow way. He said, but straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leads to life, and
few
there be that find it. You know who gonna find the truth? People who are looking for it.
Amen.
They don't want no either way, neither way, any way. They want the way.
Amen.
Y'all, am I making myself clear? The people who are going to go to heaven are not going to take no any way stuff. They don't have no neither way stuff. They're not going to look at no either way. They're going to say, Jesus, which is the way? In John chapter 14 and verse 1, Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. But in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Where I go, you know. And he said, who, what, Thomas, you ain't there yet? Thomas asked him, of course, I want that. John 14. You in John 14?
Yeah, I'm at John 14.
I want to read that. 14:6. You started verse 1. John 14. That John.
Let not your heart be troubled.
Yeah, you drop on that. I quoted those already. Huh? 5, verse 5.
Mm-hmm. Thomas said unto him.
Now, see, I told you, Thomas.
Lord, we know
now,
not.
I want y'all to see now this, this is Thomas with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And Thomas straight up asked him.
What he said? Thomas said what?
We know not whither thou goest, we know the way.
So how can we know what you talking about, that way you talking about? Jesus said unto him,
I am the way.
There it is. Y'all got it? What did he say?
I am the way. The truth.
Let's say it together.
And the life.
I am the way. T-H-E. The D. You can say, I am the way. I am the way. I guess which depends on what school you went to or where you from. I don't know which is it. Oh no, my hip here, we say both of them. Do and does and they and duh and all. Y'all and them.
I am the way.
The truth and the life.
No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
See that? Now you said, Brother Rick, what are you saying? What I'm saying, when you read the New Testament, that's the one way Jesus said to go. It's the only way. The only way, first thing, what you do is establish this. Here's how you know if you're going to make it to heaven. Do you believe in this book? Do you believe in this book? This is the one way.
That's right.
You say, well, Brother Brooks, now hold on now. I can't see. I know because you're one of them my way kind of people. But if you're going to go the way, you got to take yourself out the picture and put Jesus in the picture. That's the only way. He said, I'm the way. I'm the way, the truth and the life. No man can come to the Father but by me. People tried in Matthew 7:21. Jesus said, not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. He that doeth the will of my Father. Many will say to me that day, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? Those are preachers. Cast out devils in your name. People were doing things in the name of Jesus. And then he came out and said, a many wonderful works. They went to the hospital. They fed the hungry. They helped people.
Right.
But Jesus said, I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Amen. You were a worker of iniquity. You took the path that you thought was going to get you to heaven, and you didn't hear my word.
See?
Jesus said, sanctify them through that word. That word is true. That's where it's at. Now, here's where I am, friends. My visitor friend. We have a VIP class right after this where I can talk to you one-on-one if you didn't get all I said. But I think you got it. Here, line up some things this book says. There's but one church in this book. Ephesians 4:4. Say, there's one body.
One body.
That's the one way of believing. There's one Lord. How many of y'all believe in one Lord? One Jesus?
Amen.
One hope? Heaven? One body, that's the church. One God, that's Father. One Spirit, that's the Holy Spirit. How many of you believe in any Spirit? Any God? Any Jesus?
No, sir.
Either Jesus?
No, sir.
See, so now, the first thing I'm saying, in the Bible teaches there is one church in this Bible. Jesus said in Matthew 16:18, upon this rock I will build my church. He called it his. In Romans 16:16, Paul says, salute one another, holy kids, the church of Christ salute you. He identified the church in the Bible called the church of Christ. Now, when I say the Savior in the church of Christ, that's in the scripture. Because that's the way. In Romans 16:16. In Acts 2:47, said, praise God, have faith with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily, so you should be saved. So, friend, you can't join the church of Christ in the Bible. The Lord has to add you to it after you obey him. Third thing. If not only that one church, not only must you be in that one church, that you must take the Lord's Supper every Sunday. Jesus said, this you do in remembrance of me. You say, well, I believe one verse. That's right. That's your belief. It's not based on Bible. The Bible teaches in Acts 20:7, upon the first day of the week, the disciples came together to break bread. Now, will we take a collection on Sunday? Absolutely. Why? In 1 Corinthians 16:1, they took a collection. Acts 20:7, they took the Lord's Supper. Jesus had direct command on this thing. That's not just a nice saying on this thing. He said, this you do in remembrance of me. He didn't tell us to remember Christmas as his birthday or Easter as the resurrection. He said, this you do. You take the Lord's Supper. Now, are you taking the Lord's Supper? Yeah, I take it, but I don't take it but once a year. Because you are either way believer. But if you are one way believer, you'll start taking the Lord's Supper today. Because Jesus said, this is the blood of the New Testament. which was shed for many for the remission of sin. Then how many of y'all believe baptism is essential? Some people say, well, I grew up in the Baptist, all good people, but Baptist people don't believe in baptism. They said, well, look, that my uncle, I know it, mine too. It was mine too. I'm going to talk about my folk. That way you ain't got to get upset. They told us to accept Jesus as our personal Savior. Here's what they told us. Lord, I'm a sinner. Come into my heart. Son, you saved. You saved. We're going to baptize you and we'll get a few more people. And he know it. He'll feel like everybody in him would talk this. They take it out the man, wind, pun. Baptize when we got enough people. Because you were saved today, you accept them in your heart. Brothers, sisters, and friends, it's not a put down on the people. It's a put down on the teaching. We weren't taught right. Jesus said, go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believe it and he was baptized shall be saved. Mark 16, 15 and 16. And then Peter just came out and said, 1 Peter 3, 21, baptism does also now save us. Who told my uncle and them that baptism is saved? It wasn't this book. And then you got those who are going to follow mama. If mine was good enough for mama, it's good enough for me. Mark 7 and verse 7 said, how be it in vain they do worship me, teaching of a doctrine of the commandments of man. For laying aside the commandment of God, you hold your tradition as the washing of cups and pots. See, here's why mama taught me how to wash my pots. Jesus said, he taught about that. If you doing it because mama taught you how to wash your pots, or can you wash your pots the other way? Will they both come clean? Do I have to go this way to clean my pot or this way to clean my pot? Well, mama went this way. Do I have to go to this church? Mama went to this church. That was good enough for mama. Good enough for me. Jesus said, you're going to lay aside my commandments and hold to your mama. Hold to your dad. Hold to your grandmother, grandfather. And that's not a put down. I had a good grandmother. I had a good grandfather. I had a good mama, good daddy. But at the end of the day, good mama, good daddy, good grandmama, good granddaddy. I ain't going to be up there with you on Day of Judgment when he said, I never knew you. You were a worker or a nigger. It's your fault because you was an either way believer. I'm a one way believer. I'm only way is through this. Well, y'all got that? All right, so I just gave you a list of things that we can talk about in the VIP class if you're not a member of the church. But if you're here today, you say, Brother Brooke, look here. I've been looking for a place to teach book, chapter, and verse. You found it. You found the church. We in the Hollow Heights Church of Christ, we believe and we love everybody. It's not that we don't love people. But I'm going to tell you one thing about me. I'm going to love my soul first. And you should love your soul first. Save yourself from this untoward generation. And because I believe that the Bible right, I'm not going to add to it, take it from it. I'm not going to participate in anything that's not according to Scripture. Amen. Now, if you're here, you say, I've been looking for the church. You know what? Here's what happened. Here's your blessing. The Bible said, hour coming now is when the true worshiper shall worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father seeketh us. See, God looks at our mind. He see you going through your pain right now. You got a health situation. You got a financial situation. You got a marriage about to fall apart. You've been looking for God, but you don't want to fall. You don't want to bite off on anything. So the Bible said, God looks on, a man looks on the outward prayer, but God looks on the heart. So when you are seeking to be a true worshiper, you're not here accidentally, my friend. You're here because God put you in the presence of this lesson. You needed to hear that your path you going down now is going to cause you to lose your soul. But that's really not what you want, because you seeking to be a true worshiper.
That's right.
And true worshipers follow this, because it's the only, y'all can see it, we might not believe it, you, because you may be either way, you ain't ready to let me know yet. This way is the only, yes sir. Did I preach that? That was a good lesson. Boy, I like my own preaching. Sometimes I do. I like him. Now here's the, let's just do. Now so what happens? What happens? If that brother, Glenn Burgess, what happened, Brother Bruce, if I leave here and go out in the foyer and have a heart attack this morning? What's the first thing what I should be doing right now? Brother Brooks, am I right? Am I okay?
That's
That's right.
Am I okay with love? Who knows? I do. What about you? Are you okay? Have you done what God told you to do? As a member of the church, do you need to come up here and say, brother, I just want to let the church know I've sinned. We don't care what you've done.
Damn.
You did. What you're trying to do is get your life right, because you may be the next one. Amen. You may be on your way.
That's right.
You may be the one who fall dead in for you. Not me. But it could be me, and it could be. So ask yourself, is it I? So here's what I'm going to say. The people who are here in a visit, understand, what God did, he gave his only son. His son came from heaven. Here comes the gospel story. And he walked among men. He did no wrong. He did good. He came, he walked among men, and he preached a one-way sermon. He preached he was the way. He was the only way. He said, ain't nobody coming to my Father but through me. And then he met with his apostles, and he told them, this is how I know you love me, if you keep my commandment, John 14. And then he had just met with him in John 13, and he washed at his feet. He washed Judas' feet. Judas was going to betray him. He knew that. Peter was going to deny him. He knew that. He still washed his feet. I'm not telling you that you got to love me like this. If I'm wrong, you understand you love my soul, not my wrong. You love my soul. You don't follow me if I'm wrong. But you love my soul enough to tell me I'm wrong. Amen. You follow what I'm saying? He told them. And then he left and went to the garden of Gethsemane. And he cried and asked God, let this cup pass 3 times. God didn't do it. He sent an angel to him. He ministered to him in the garden. He left and went to 6 trials. He stood before Pilate. And so many people are politicized today. They mad at Trump. They mad at Biden. And they don't care enough. They ain't got paid no attention. Pilate was the worst politician in the whole world. He gave in to the people. He said, what y'all want? They said, crucify him. Crucify him. Don't you know he was a politician? Well, that's the one I can't stand. Pilate. So Trump got a soul, Biden got a soul. We both love them and pray for them. But Pilate killed Jesus. And you don't hear nobody complaining about him. He looked out at the people and said, what you want me to do? They said, crucify him. He said, how about Barabbas? Ain't he good enough? And the wife said, don't have nothing to do with that, Jeff, man. He said, I wash my hand. You can't wash your hand when you're wrong. And he took him and whipped him with a whip. We ain't never seen a scourge in the world. They took Jesus, stripped him naked, hit him with a whip, got bones and metal fragments in it. Beat him to death. It normally would kill a man almost. Then they put the crown of thorns on Jesus' head, and then they led him to execution by crucifixion. We ain't never seen that in America. Our execution by crucifixion ain't nothing like the electric chair. It ain't nothing like the gas chamber. Jesus said, I'm the way, and here's why I'm the way.
No.
Because I'm going to die, and greater love had no man than this. That he'll lay down his life for his friend. Jesus stayed on that cross 6 hours for us. And then he didn't leave us in the dark. He gave the revelation to the apostles to write what he told us to do. And we call that the New Testament. So if you're here today and you're not a Christian, understand that when he was on that cross, he was shedding blood to wash your sins away in baptism. Revelation 1 and verse 5. So when they took him down, they buried him, he resurrected. And he gave this command, go teach all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. That's what Jesus said to do, didn't he? And so if you're here today, you heard that gospel. How many of y'all believe Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection story?
Amen.
You didn't see that. You never saw it. It came from the same book. Amen. You couldn't have never said you believe it if you didn't know this book.
Amen.
This is the only book tell us that story. Now, if we believe that portion of this book, all of it should be believed.
That's right.
Is that right, y'all?
Uh-huh.
I know I'm teaching a good lesson right here. Here we got to get this down. He got up to save those who will obey him.
Yes.
Though he was a son, yet he learned obedience. By the things which he suffered, being made perfect, he became, watch it now, the author of eternal salvation to all them that obey him. Hebrews 5 and verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
So what must we do to be saved? We must obey God. Romans 6, 16, 17, 18.
Right. That's right.
How many of you want to obey God to go to heaven for real? Amen. Raise your hand. Just raise your hand. Amen. You want to obey him and go to heaven. You want to go to heaven? I didn't even look. Because some people may not raise their hand. But to get to heaven, you got to have to do it this way. So I'm going to ask you this question. If you're here today and you want to be saved and you came with somebody and they invite you here, you tell them, say, I want to go down. I want to go one way. And we're going to baptize you this morning. We got water. We got clothes. All you got to have, I want to be a Christian. That's all you got to have in mind. You got to believe, number two, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And that he died and was buried and rose again. Number three, you got to repent. You got to make your decision. I can't leave here like this. I can't leave here any way believer, either way believer. I want the only way. I mean, y'all want the only way. That's it. That's how you got to go. You got to make it. Because you could die like this if you don't change. See, you have rejected God. Don't do it this morning. Don't reject him. Accept it, be truth, and then go tell your friends and family. That's what you do. Go tell them. Man, I found it. The one way. And then number four, you got to make a confession before me. You believe Jesus Christ, Son of God. Jesus said, if you'll confess me before me, I'll confess you before my Father. If you deny me, guess what? I'm going to deny you. That's in this book called Matthew 10, 32 and 34. And then number five, you got to be baptized. It's a command. And when we're going to do it? Right now. Soon as you walk down here, we're going to dress you and baptize you. We're going to take your confession. Is that right? We're still doing it. We're going to take your confession.
That's right.
And we're going to baptize you this morning.
Today.
Like the other day in the tent meeting, they were coming before I even got to tell them to stand and sing. Because people understood they were lost. So who should come? Those who are not members of the Lord's Church of Christ. Those who are members of the Church of Christ. But your life ain't where it need to be.
No.
You need to come this morning. Don't put it off. Don't put it off. If you need prayer, you come stand with me. If you need to make your confession, come stand with me. I'm going to be prayer request number one. Brother Brooks, who got the prayer? Ooh. They pointed at each other. You got the, I asked first. Is anybody else want to ask for prayer because you're going through something? Do you know the power in prayer? Is there anybody who want to make their confession? I want y'all to do it. Come on, let's go. What I want you to do, if you want prayer, come down. If you want to make a confession, come down. If you brought a visitor, ask them, do they want to come down and get baptized? And you come with them. That's what we do. That's what we're trying to do. Because we're trying to save the L-O-S-T. Is that good?
Yeah.
Those who are not members of the Church of Christ, those who are fallen by the wayside, or those who are in desperate need of prayer, we want you to come as together we stand and sing a song of encouragement.
Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart.
In my heart. Lord, I want to be a Christian.
Lord, I want
to come to the Lord this morning.
To be a Christian
in my heart.
In my heart.
Anybody else want to come this morning?
In my heart.
Please pray. Come on,
God bless.
Don't be afraid to come to God. If you need prayer, go do something. Let him
Lord,
in your life right now.
Let
him in your life. Let him in your life. Let him in. Jesus, I'll stand at your door now. If you'll come, if you'll open, I'll come to you. There's somebody over here who needs the Lord this morning. You got some stuff going on in your life. You got some stuff going on in your life.
Like
wouldn't you come to him this morning? Wouldn't you come to him?
In my heart.
Wouldn't you come to him this morning? Let him in your life.
My
let the Lord in your life. He's calling you. He's calling you. Come to me. Come to me, he said.
To be like
come to Jesus.
Jesus.
Let him in your life.
In my heart.
In my heart. In my heart.
In my heart.
Oh, yes. In my heart, in my heart, in my heart.
In my heart.
Lord, I want to be a Christian. Do you want to be a Christian? Who need prayer this morning other than me? God bless you. God bless you. Somebody else. You need to get your lives right this morning. Wouldn't you come to him? Wouldn't you come to him this morning? Wouldn't you let him in your life? Why wouldn't you? Can't you hear him calling?
Lord, I want.
Can't you hear him?
More loving
in my heart.
In my
bless you. Come back. Come on.
To
come on.
Be more loving in my home. In my home.
Let me have one pause. One pause. One pause. Because it may be somebody else real close. And you about to lose your soul right about here. You're this close to being saved. You're this close to having a prayer answered to get you out of the situation you're in. But the devil has whooped you throughout your life. He's been tearing you apart. He's tore your home up. He's tearing your marriage up. He's tearing your life up. And you don't have the courage to ask God. Prayer changes things. If nothing else, let the church pray for you. It's somebody else that need another verse of a song. I believe that with all my heart. It's a person that needs Jesus, and you're about to win. Are you going to lose? And let me say this to you. God is a God of second chances. But he's the God of the last chance. Don't you ever forget that. And it may be this is going to be the last chance he gives you. To restore your life back to him. To be baptized into Christ. Or to ask the righteous people to pray for you. That he deliver you from your situation. Because he's been after you for a while now. And you have rejected him. So one verse is another chance of this song. Lord, I want to be a Christian.
Careless soul, why will you linger? Wondering for
don't linger.
This soul of God.
Hear you not the invitation.
Hear you not the invitation.
Who is the invitation to?
God
bless you.
To meet thy God.
Who is the invitation to? Is there one here?
Oh, he
how about in this audience?
Him.
Who is the invitation to?
God bless you.
Is there one more? One in this audience. Is it you? Is it you? How about back there in the back?
Unprepared.
How about over here?
To meet thy God.
Let me see.
Careless soul. Oh, he died once.